Darren Dreger from TSN joins us, also the national spokesperson for Alzheimer's Awareness Month. And Dregs, you continue to do fantastic work with the Alzheimer's, just promoting a lot of different things. I've been learning a lot about it just from your posts and, you know, different support systems across the country. How has it been for you? What kind of feedback are you getting from people?
You know, the feedback has been tremendous, Jason. Thanks. You know, from all walks of life. Obviously, you know, I go about my business on a daily basis dealing with NHL general managers, head coaches, players, and such. And many have extended their support and, you know, said, look, we love following your tweets and your posts on Twitter. And, you know, good luck and let us know if there's anything we can do to help. And, you know, the reality is just by continuing to talk about it and spread the word and taking interest, you're helping create ongoing awareness. And that's exactly what both the Alzheimer's societies across Canada and Alzheimer's Canada and Dementia Friends are looking for. You know, they need ongoing support, obviously government support above all else, but you know, it's the awareness and it's the recognition that we may not be facing crisis, but based on the numbers of diagnosed patients on an annual basis, it's a serious issue that, you know, society in general has to start taking seriously.
Yeah, I think that's the point that has to get hammered home this month, is that the numbers aren't decreasing. They're increasing significantly.
They are. I mean, you know, again, log on and check out Alzheimer's Canada online. I believe the last projection was, you know, 25,000 Canadians annually are diagnosed with dementia or Alzheimer's. And, you know, the numbers get really scary, Jason, when you look in the next 10 to 15 years. And I suppose there's a correlation of the baby boomers and such. But, you know, there could be upwards of a million diagnosed in the next decade to 15 years. So, you know, if that in fact is true and the projections continue to follow on that path, then again, we as a society have to pay closer attention to it. And we've got to, you know, push government for more support in research and everything else. I mean, otherwise it's going to be a disaster. And, you know, that's what, you know, my involvement is part of, just trying to spread the word and get people talking about it and not being embarrassed by it, or you know, being afraid to go public with your concerns or questions, because it goes far beyond the patient and the diagnosis or the prognosis. You know, Alzheimer's and dementia, as we all know, impacts so many people beyond the individual, you know, the families, the caregivers, et cetera.
Darren Dreger from TSN joins us, and Dreg's fantastic work and continue to keep it up here the next month. And I know it'll be something you do year round now that it's impacted your family so closely. I want to get your thoughts on a few things. All-Star Weekend wraps up, and now some people call it the second half of the season, even though we're past officially the halfway mark. But the big topic really was about the Olympics. What does your gut tell you? Because from where I'm sitting, it doesn't look like they're going to go. What do you think?
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I still feel like it's 60-40. That the NHL doesn't go. And look, I'm continually persuaded by the messaging that I'm getting directly from NHL owners. Now, I'm not in touch with all 30. And you know, perhaps, you know, 25 of 30 would vote to not go if it got to a vote. That might be high. Maybe it's closer to a split. I don't know. But the owners that I talk to just don't think that the risk is worth it. You know, the payback isn't worth it. And you know, they're interested in growing the game globally, and they're certainly interested, keenly interested, in fact, in growing the game in the Asian market. But for a lot of the owners, and perhaps to some degree for the NHL in general, that seems specific to China, doesn't it? And, you know, that's where the disconnect with the players comes in, and the representatives of the player agents. You know, they don't understand how the National Hockey League could embrace China. You know, Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly was there 2 weeks ago and struck a significant deal with a Chinese company. And it sounds like Gary Bettman is blocking out time in his schedule to go into China to talk to government and business leaders there. Yet they seem completely and utterly disinterested in South Korea. So, you know, again, there's the disconnect. The players don't understand why the National Hockey League wouldn't embrace a bigger window, a bigger opportunity to grow the game, both in South Korea and in China. So I don't know, man. You know, in some respects, I feel like, I said this earlier, that we're getting dummied a little bit. And he doth protest too much applies to Bettman every time he talks about it. But in saying that, again, I deal directly with the owners, and I don't get a real good sense from them that they're going to change their mind, regardless with Jonathan Toews and Sidney Crosby and Connor McDavid said this past weekend in Los Angeles.
Darren Dreger from TSN joins us. Now, I know the players all want to go, and to me, Darren, like the biggest sticking point outside of market and maybe is just who's going to pay for the insurance and the travel, right? Because it's not going to be paid for like it was last time. So ultimately, that's going to be any decision there. Do you think, because it's not even really the NHLPA versus the NHL, it's the NHL versus IIHF and the Olympics.
Yeah, and look, I think that there's been a fairly high level of frustration, you know, perhaps from the National Hockey League directed to the IOC for almost an unwillingness to get together and meet face-to-face and talk these things through. And I feel like at times the NHL, you know, feels like they're a second-class citizen in what could be a discussion or a negotiation that simply isn't. You know, maybe there's not a high level of importance specific to the NHL coming from the IOC, but that's not how Rene Fassel and the IIHF feel. You know, they know that hockey is an integral part of, you know, what should be a successful Winter Olympics in South Korea in 2018, and Fassel is going to continue to push. What we have to follow up on is whether or not the NHL and the Players Association have received documentation and confirmation that the money that Fassel says is in place to cover insurance costs and other items is in fact there. I mean, there seemed to be some sort of verbal agreement that that money would be covered off by varying sources. But I know not that long ago, both the Players Association and the National Hockey League were awaiting confirmation from the IIHF. So perhaps when the league gets that in their hands, if they haven't already, you know, maybe that shifts things in favor of continuing to participate.
Now, the trade market will be an interesting one. It's a little bit quieter than usual. We have seen in the last few years, you know, deals made not just the final 24 hours, but usually a week beforehand. This year, you know, you look at the salary cap room and, you know, the orders definitely have a lot. A lot of the teams don't. Are you expecting it to be quieter, or do you think it'll ramp up as we get closer to the end of the month because more teams will be out of the picture?
Yeah, I think it'll ramp up a little bit more as we get closer to the end of the month. And, you know, historically, that's the way it works. This year seems a bit tighter. You know, you've got Colorado and Arizona who are obviously out of it from a standings perspective. But, you know, beyond that, there are teams in the West that still feel that they're in the mix and they're going to continue to push. And likewise in the Eastern Conference. So, you know, maybe they need another 15 or 20 games before, you know, there's a definition between who could be a seller and who might be a buyer. And then you start looking at some of the bigger names. Like I can tell you, there are lots of teams that are soundly in the market for a center iceman and for a defenseman. But the market hasn't established yet as to who truly is available. And any player who might be available, you know, from Colorado or from Arizona, or, you know, if you look at, say, a Kevin Shattenkirk as an example, I mean, to land one of those type of players, it's big game hunting. And you're going to hurt your chances by paying the price that you're going to have to pay. So probably a week, 10 days outside of March 1st, I think you'll see one or two of those guys go. And, you know, then things kind of follow suit after that.
Now, if the Golden Knights close in time their final installment of $500 million by March 1st, now that's not what they owe, but that's the final installment of that, then they're permitted to make trades prior to the March 1st trade deadline, which I'm assuming are just draft picks then?
Well, it seems that way, doesn't it? Because you don't really, you know, you don't know which players you have, and you haven't acquired any at that point. You know, I suppose they could trade draft picks for a player and then, you know, bring another team into the mix and create a three-way process whereby the actual player then goes to that third team. But it's going to be entertaining, I think, to follow it. George McPhee's phone is going to be a very active one from media types, obviously, and he doesn't traditionally play that game very well. And clearly from other teams, but you know they'll have some flexibility to make some moves. But how significant they may or may not be is going to be unique. And don't forget, Jason, too. You know, you've got some interesting scenarios. You know, from teams who are going to have to protect players or leave players unprotected. You know, maybe there's the old you know, call from one GM to George McPhee to say, look, I'm not going to protect this guy, but if you leave him alone, then I'll flip you another pick on this deal that you might want to consider. You know, that sort of horse trading absolutely will take place.
Well, Darren, it'll be an added new wrinkle for sure to see how it goes and maybe make the trade deadline a little bit, just a new wrinkle added to it that doesn't involve necessarily instantaneous results, but more so in the future. So that should be fun. And as always, great stuff with the Alzheimer's Awareness Month. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Thank you. Your support means a lot.